Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. Ever since the TSA deployed X-ray-based full-body scanners, backscatter machines as they're called, at airports, some elements of the public and pilot population have raised privacy concerns. Some have likened the images produced by the machines as a virtual strip search. Adding to those concerns, in late November 2011, the European Commission linked use of X-ray backscatter machines to a small number of cancer cases and moved to ban the machines at all airports in Europe. In the U.S., a security study that asked participants to sneak explosive past backscatter machines found they did it with such ease that, to quote, "there is not a case for the scanners." In some cases, the controversy has led to legal action. Toward that end, we're speaking today with Ginger McCall. Ginger is Open Government Counsel, among other responsibilities, at EPIC.org. EPIC is the Electronic Privacy Information Center. Ginger, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
So I'd like to begin just by having you lay out a bit of a framework. How are the civil rights concerns and health concerns and efficacy concerns regarding these machines, how are they made manifest in court?
So we had filed a lawsuit. We have several lawsuits, actually. We have two or three lawsuits that are under the Freedom of Information Act, which allows us to request information from the government. And under those lawsuits, we're asking for various pieces of information about the body scanners, including the radiation risks presented by them, the technical specifications, those sorts of things. And we have a separate lawsuit where we had asked the court to suspend the body scanner program under the Fourth Amendment, and barring that, to require the agency to go through a public comment period, which is usually something that agencies have to go through under the Administrative Procedure Act. As soon as they're putting forth any kind of new rule, they have to ask the public, what do you think about this new rule that we're proposing, and give the public an opportunity to comment on that. What happened here is that the agency completely bypassed that requirement, and the court has ordered them to go back and allow the public to comment on the program.
As for the privacy concerns, so far, how has the court responded?
We didn't necessarily get the court to sign on to the Fourth Amendment arguments that we're making, unfortunately. Part of the problem there might be that when we filed the lawsuit, the TSA hadn't yet started with the enhanced pat-downs. So the way that the court viewed it, they adopted a lot of the agency's facts in the case, the agency's facts that these machines are effective, that they're not, that they have no health dangers, and that people actually have an opt-out, that they can opt for a pat-down, and that's a meaningful option. We dispute all of those facts. First, we've seen a lot of studies about the radiation risks created by these machines. We've also seen studies that say that the machines are not effective. And what we've heard from the American public is that people are not actually being given an option for a pat-down, and that when they are being given the option for the pat-down itself is very, very invasive.
Well, now that brings me to another point that we're familiar with here at AvWeb. We followed the story of professional pilot Michael Roberts. His story goes, and this is from his point of view, so I can't confirm it other than that. But one day he chose to decline the full body scan and the pat down, and according to Roberts, was detained at the airport, told basically that he wasn't allowed to leave. If he'd been randomly selected, he had to submit to one or the other. To your knowledge, is that the case? Is anyone allowed to simply walk out of the airport without undergoing the security measures if they so choose?
From what we've heard, from the agency standpoint, you are not allowed to leave once you've been selected. You have to go through those screening procedures then. As far as what the law actually says, I can't really speak to that, but I know the agency stance on this is that you have to submit. If you've been selected, you have to submit. You can't just walk out.
Shifting gears a little bit, the press has made some ties between political figures, lobbying groups, and the manufacturer of the machines, which I believe is for the most part Rapiscan, which makes the X-ray backscatter machines. Do you feel those connections contribute at all to the proliferation of the machines and their use in airports across the country? Is there any basis for that?
I think that the revolving door generally is a problem in Washington. Here, specifically, the former Department of Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff had ties to Rapiscan, which is problematic even if he didn't make a push within his connections within the Department of Homeland Security based on his connection to Rapiscan, it certainly looks bad for him from the outside.
What are the legal challenges that are in the courts at this time, and what specific legal challenges, if any, could you mention, are we looking at in the future?
So right now, we're still fighting to get documents from DHS that detail the technical specifications, the radiation risks of these machines. We're going to be filing a motion to enforce. We had that lawsuit where we were asking the court to demand that the agency do a public comment period, allow the public to weigh in on these devices. The agency, it's been months and months now, and they have failed to initiate the public comment period. So we are filing a motion with the court to tell the court, you know, please go back and tell the agency it needs to do this within 30 days or 60 days.
I've also been made aware that the John Mica back in, it was late last year, actually, sent out a letter suggesting that airports could opt out of TSA-managed security, but our understanding also was that if those airports did opt out, they would actually have to use the TSA to hire and manage the personnel that they would use as private screeners. Is that accurate? Has that moved forward, or is that even on the field at this time?
From what I know about the push for private screening, there wouldn't really be that much of a difference between having the TSA do it and having the private screeners do it, because there are such strong regulations about how airport screening has to be conducted. As far as I understand, even if you have private screeners there, they're going to have to still use these sorts of machines. If that's what the TSA is using, they're going to be using it as well.
So where do we go from here? What's next?
From our standpoint, we keep pushing for a public comment period. From the public standpoint, wait for that public comment period and let TSA know exactly how unhappy you are with these machines. Continue to exert, you know, public influence on the agency about these machines. If you're unhappy, let the agency know. Because what we have seen is the TSA has sort of backed off of at least the backscatter X-ray, because those are the ones that create the radiation risk. They have backed off from the initial programs that they had. They're now moving toward these automated target recognition machines, that what they call them. They're still body scanners. They, according to the agency, have some more privacy protections. We're not sure because, again, we've requested documents about the details of these machines and the agency hasn't given them to us. We hope that these machines aren't able to store and capture the images as the last generation of machines were, but we have seen the agency show some willingness to compromise with the public on this.
We've been speaking with Ginger McCall, Open Government Counsel at the Electronic Privacy Information Center. I'm Glenn Pugh for avweb.com. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.